This is Tech Tuesday on the Karen Hunter Show. Up.
Yeah, welcome back. Hottest show in the galaxy. It's the Karen Hunter Show. It is Tech Tuesday. We are on message and on mission. So I want to talk to you about the number one most affordable business in the VOIP area. What is VOIP, you ask? Well, they're going to tell us. Let me welcome the CEO and the CTO of Phone.com, Mr. Ari Rabin and Mr. Alone Cohen. Alone Cohen. Welcome, Ari and Alone.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. Okay. Now, you said in the break that you're from Jersey, Mr. Ari.
Yeah.
Are you?
Can't you tell from my accent?
No, your accent sounds like you might be from someplace else.
Yeah.
I know Alone is from someplace else.
Same here, New Jersey, but originally from Israel.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Welcome. All right. How long were you in Jersey? Or how long have you been in Jersey? Put the mic right there. Yeah.
23 years now.
So what are we doing with this accent?
He can hear. He can hear ours. Though.
Right. Yeah. No, just, I was saying that because we all have accents.
So what?
It's cultural, and we love who we are. So we just embrace that. Knock it off. All right. So tell me about Phone.com. I'm gonna start with. Let me start with the CEO, Ari. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So we are both from the early days of voice over IP, VOIP, and I'll let Alone talk about that. But we started Phone.com about 11 years ago, almost 12. We had an idea to allow small businesses have professional business phone solutions that back then were really expensive and kind of cost prohibitive to small businesses. There are some technologies that were already waking up that time, and we were just another one and did it our way. Partnered with the guy that owned the domain name phone.com.
I was going to say, how'd you get that domain?
Because that's for a different segment.
Yes. No. That's what we are very fluid here. We don't segment things. Yes.
So
to get the domain, you had to pay for that.
I imagine. Well, we partnered with the guy who owned it, and he actually wanted to develop and create a business with it. And so I partnered with him, and he gave us the money.
So he wasn't a guy, because there were people back in the 80s just buying domain names.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that was a business. And that was a very smart business because there were a lot of big companies like, I think, Ralph Lauren and a few others that had to go buy their own domains from people who were smart enough to buy them.
So the individual, Michael Mann, is probably the biggest domainer back then. But then he acquired some domains, not create them. He just acquired and wanted to develop it. And that's how we got started.
All right. Yeah. So Alone, tell me about this voice. What is it? Voice over IP.
Voice over IP. Yeah. It's actually the art of taking your voice, converting it to data that can be transferred over the internet. And then on the back end, taking the data again, converting it to voice that the other side could actually hear.
You have a great voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have a great voice. All right. So right now on my phone, I have a voicemail that I never listen to because I don't listen.
Never.
Never listen to people leave me messages. I have messages for my birthday I haven't listened to. But I can see text, or I can just go into the voicemail now. This is new.
Mm-hmm.
And read it.
Yeah.
Or I can play it just in the little space in my phone without having to go through a whole bunch of stuff.
And that's actually the benefit of having the voice digitized. Now you can run all kind of speech recognition algorithms and things like that and convert your voice to text.
Okay.
And voice over IP is really the enabling technology beyond all that.
All right. So if I have a business, tell me the best business to use this particular.
Could be a doctor's office, a law firm, or a plumber.
Okay. So how does it work? I'm a doctor, because we have a lot of doctors listening, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got a lot of doctors in the family. How would I use your phone.com?
Well, the way to think about it is just that you need a phone service for your business. So you don't want to use just your cell phone because it just rings you, or a landline, which does the same with less flexibility. By using a service like ours, you can get a phone number or transfer your number and then create what you would when you'd call the SiriusXM or even a larger business with extensions, dial by name directory, music on hold, voicemails to each user. You can add users on the fly, subtract when they are not around, and you have a whole business phone solution.
Right. And even be HIPAA compliant on top of everything.
Look at that. Now, how are you different from, say, Grasshopper?
Good point. So they offer the sophisticated forwarding component, right? No physical phones on your desk. It's great. We add that. You can start with just taking a one number, forwarding it to your cell phone, and expand. But we will also ship you phones that would sit on your desk, and then you look and feel just like a regular office.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just more comprehensive.
So I could have like a receptionist to say, Karen Hunter Show.
Mm-hmm. We even have that.
Something we have that.
I mean, just like that. Karen Hunter Show.
If you want it to be said that way, yeah.
Yes, I want it just like that. Who records it? Do you have a group of people that do the voiceovers, or are we reliant on our own wonderful voices?
It's all. We do have relationships with professional voice artists.
So if I want someone to
but
sound.
But you can always do yourself.
Can I have someone with an accent like yours if I want to?
Sure.
Just throw them off the.
Yeah. Or do they all sound Alexa-ish? Because that, you know what I mean?
It's a real voice, obviously it's a person. Yeah. We can synthesize, which is also fun because you can choose from, what do we have, like 20 or 30 different accents.
Oh, really?
You can choose it. It's all synthesized. Yeah, yeah. So you can kind of fool around.
All right, so we do tech here a lot. And we've had everybody from Diane Eisner to you name it, right? What we found is that tech is inherently biased because the people who produce tech is biased. But mostly you're going to deal with your tribe.
They're not considering us.
Not at all, right? Which is why there's a 2% representation. I don't think it's evil. I just think that if you're looking around, you're going to partner with people that you look like or that you like, that you're comfortable with.
No,
right?
We don't see the people we deal with. They come to the website in order.
When you talked about the accents, though, who gets to decide what's a good accent?
The user, the customer.
Okay. So if I tell you I want an accent from Jersey, from Orange, New Jersey, how are you finding it? See, look, I just left out a whole verb.
Two options. We hope we have a self-sufficient website where you can find things on your own. You can find the voice talent, or you can call our call center. It's 24/7, and they can help you.
Okay. All right, the million-dollar question. How much is this?
Very inexpensive.
That's relative, sir. All right, so we're talking with Ari Robin.
Do I give you a price?
It's up to you. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure people
You can start at $10 a month.
$10 a month. $10 a month, I get what?
You get 300 minutes, and you can create extensions, dial by name directory, play music on hold, do recordings, and then you just build up from that.
And did we mention that every phone number that you get from us is also SMS and MMS enabled? So you can now get like your second phone line on your mobile device just by getting this phone number from us.
That's awesome.
That's worth $10. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
hide your private number and use your cell phone.
Yeah. There you go. Now, here's the other question, 300 minutes. If somebody calls, like a caller just called up and then tried to filibuster and talk for 20 minutes.
Well, then you have 280 left. But you can pay by minutes, or you can get unlimited extension just like you can get with mobile phone services.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, so you guys, we're talking with Ari and we're talking with Alone. What does Alone mean?
It's an oak tree.
Okay, a mighty oak. All right, so let's get into your business because I love to do this. There are people who are listening who are entrepreneurs. And I always want to kind of break down the anatomy of a business because we all use things that we don't know how they work, right? Because we're users, not necessarily, you know, on the other side. So how do you make money? Of course, the subscriptions, I guess people are subscribing $10 a month minimum.
Yeah.
And so the goal is to get as many people as possible to sign up so that you can have.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your expenses?
Two main expenses, other than people, and we have besides our engineers, we have a large call center because we do believe in having homegrown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all homegrown.
What is that home? Where's home?
U.S. based.
Okay. U.S. It's San Diego is our call center. We have a few in Newark as well. Headquartered is Newark, New Jersey.
Let me tell you, not to sound crazy or racist, but when I call a company and they route me to the Philippines, because Guam is American, American province. They route me somewhere where I can't understand the person on the other end.
Yeah.
I'm not happy.
It's not racist. It's just that you can't understand. And frankly, it also is not homegrown. Even if they send executives or managers from here or there, it's not the same.
And people are outsourcing those costs, honestly, because of the cost, right? It's much cheaper.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all.
We believe that by hosting it here and having full-time employees that we take care of, I really think we take care of and do a good job with that, we benefit from it. And if we'd go on 15 cents on the dollar to go to the Philippines, we'll lose.
Let's stay there for a second, because I was talking about a TV show that I started watching about the Chinese immigration to America in the 1870s, right? And it was all about cheap labor. Right, you can get three Chinese people to do the job of one Irishman, and the Irish were mad, right? Because I was getting paid X amount, now I'm out of a job, right? Because you can hire three people to do job, but I, instead of hating the company that's doing it, I hate the Chinese person, or I hate the black person that's now coming to the north in droves because they're looking for work, not mentioning the terror that they're running away from. But now you can hire a black person to do the job for a lot less, maybe half the amount that you're paying me, and now I'm out of a job, so I hate that black person. You know, so I'm just wondering, as a business, right, to have a company that's American-centric, as much as we talk about we love this country, means that prices go up if you want to pay people a living wage, if you want to give people respect and dignity, which is why sneakers and, you know, we're having a crisis right now because 70-something percent of our shoes are made outside this country, because you want to be able to utilize the sweatshops and the places that are paying kids, you know, $2 a day or whatever to make shoes, because if you had to do it here, you'd have to pay a minimum living wage, right?
Right.
How do you navigate that in business and still make money?
Well,
that was a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. You got to balance. I think with the call center, it's kind of an easy answer because it's something that was talked a lot about. With technology, it's completely different, right? We have connections in Israel. There's great technology. We use it. We even use some technologists in Eastern Europe or in India. But our development is mainly sitting in Newark, New Jersey. And Newark, New Jersey is East Coast salaries.
And we're trying to attract the best people by always using the best technologies out there. So we utilize every new technology that we can, from AI to serverless to anything that's new. And that's how we attract the best people to work with us on the technology side.
One of the things that I hear too from you guys being headquartered, I mean, well, both of you are New Jersey based, but for both of you being in Newark, New Jersey, Newark is trying to encourage tech companies for small enterprise business zones. And that's a way for the city actually to rebolster itself and rebuild, because it was an industrial city. And it's so much was lost after the Newark riots that I'm actually glad to see that you are talking about that, the fact that the company is headquartered in Newark, because that's given opportunity and experience and tech centered experience to a group that probably hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I love the city. I mean,
I love the city.
People
as well.
Are nice.
Born and
raised. Walk on the street, people say hi. It's totally different than New York. It's a big city, but it's totally different than New York.
So there's a history here, and it was before the riots. Even before the riots, there was a mass exodus, because Newark was only second to New York back in the day. I just was in Macy's this weekend, and before Macy's, there was Bambergers and Hanes, and so it was a large Jewish influx of businesses. It was a hub. It was beautiful. The architecture, everything.
You talk about architecture.
Know where we are.
I know.
Because we're in the Hanen Company.
You're in the Hanen Building.
I was going to say, you know, because I'll tell you the name.
And I drive by the Bamberger Mansion all the time, which is in West Orange, right? Yeah. So that man was incredible, by the way. Let me just say that.
That house still has not been purchased.
No, it has not. And I know why. I actually trespassed this weekend because I wanted to see what was behind it.
Oh, it's down to the studs. Yeah.
I went back. I was like, okay, y'all got to do some stuff here.
It's down to the studs.
The slate roof. It's expensive.
It's a beautiful home.
But that man had a vision for, you know, building through people. Like, Bamberger had a vision to empower people. Like, he built out, I think, the VA. He was a servant to human beings. It's a shame that the mansion is there vacant now. But I'm asking a question about, you know, who's getting these jobs? Can people apply to workatphone.com? Are you guys hiring? Like, how are you training? What are we doing?
We're about 100 people. But so we're not that big, but we grew. We started in Newark just alone and I about 6-7 years ago. We took a small space as part of an NJIT incubator.
Nice.
Smart.
And then,
for a second. How did that? Because there's a blueprint for that. So just the two of you. You partnered with the phone.com guy just to get the number, because the domain name, because that was brilliant. That was smart. And then you guys.
Well, we had a relationship with a business in San Diego, which then grew to us in San Diego. But here, we work from our homes. We had a small investor in the city, so we moved around sometimes, sat in his office in New York. But then when we had some money and we decided to open an office in New Jersey, we looked at a few places, like Newark, like what NJIT offered, and they were helping tech startups just to get space. We were probably by then already a little bit bigger because we already had the head start through San Diego, but then we just grew. And the Hainan Company building was renovated, and we loved that concept. So I saw it first when it was completely gutted, nothing. And I said, like, yes, we'll move there. And then we grew about 25 and growing there. So yes, NJIT, we interview and we hire.
NJIT had a Y Combinator. Can you explain what that
Not is? Like oh. that, but they offered space and support from university faculty. You could we hired some students as interns, etc. And now we just
part of the New Jersey EDA.
Yeah, the Economic Development Authority.
Love it, and that's New Jersey Institute of Technology. Yeah.
But we worked with the community. We work with a lot of startups in the area. In our building is a big co-working space. So there's a lot of arts and tech companies.
A
lot of them are customers. Like
one great space.
Sole proprietor.
Smart.
So it's fun.
I just wrote that down.
It's just really fun and dynamic. And look, Newark didn't get the Amazon second hub. But I was asked to speak about what we do and why. And we also provide phone service for the city of Newark.
Do you?
City Hall, yeah. Not yeah. I mean,
which is I'm sure it's a great nice shirt.
It's great. We're involved with the community.
We like small businesses. We give them like a free year sometimes, and we work with different incubators.
How does
including
a person
in New York
access the free year? They just ask.
We have different codes.
Okay. Can we give a code out?
I don't have one now, but we can get it for you, and absolutely, we're happy to
phone.
Share.
Phone.com. All right, I'm gonna hold you to it.
Yep, you got it.
How do you use AI?
It's interesting. AI is like the latest technology that's now developing.
Artificial
intelligence.
I was going to say insemination. All right, go ahead.
I bet too.
The other AI.
And so for us, artificial intelligence. And basically, it evolved in the past few years just because computing power became large enough to hold those algorithms. And now we use it for everything from speech recognition to even text-to-speech. In telephony, it's interesting. One of the technologies that we're working on with the New York startup company is actually to allow you, while you're on a call, to get insights. So if somebody is asking you about a specific piece of information and this AI recognizes that the question, it would pop up more information on your cell phone or on another screen that you have, and so on. So this is kind of an interesting technology that where AI can augment phone calls.
I love that. 5G. How's this going to
impact? For us, it's indirect, right? Broadband is important. 5G is wireless broadband, right? So
and low latency. The latency is important because that's the delay that you have in a call, and the lower the latency is, the better the user experience is. So low latency is very good for us.
I had a question for you. I'm sure you guys are giving a hell of a run to traditional landline phone services based on the pricing, number one. But what do you see as the forecast for the way landline is changing, you know, in terms
phone? I'll say one thing. It goes back. Alon co-founded the first ever voice over IP company. Mm. So the whole
first
technology,
ever.
Yes, way before companies like Skype or others, right? So he's in Wikipedia as founder of VoIP, right?
Nice, very nice.
I do the bragging
for him. Yes, you got to.
I do the bragging for him.
Alon Cohen. Yeah. Alon Cohen, all right.
So we've seen the changes from back when before AT&T really divided, and the long distance changes, right? That was the first real use. It's like, you know, you bypass the international long distance, call to London instead of $3-4 a minute became really inexpensive, and was the beginning. And then it just continued. But go ahead, share.
Yeah, the international cost, initial long distance cost, was the driver at back when we came up with this, which was 95. But later on, it's the fact that it's much cheaper technology, and the fact that you can use one network instead of two networks for voice and data. So that reduced the whole cost structure for telecom. And now I would say most of the calls that you make today, even on your cell phone, are voice over IP at some point, at some link or another during the path. So,
but you're talking about the technology, right? From the other question, this is mostly commercial based, right?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Because that was my question. When is this going to be available for residential?
It is available. When your cable company phone that connects to your box, voice over IP?
I'm trying to destroy cable companies. Because
we're not trying to destroy anyone. It's
never the individual. The business changes. What I'm saying is they're taking complete advantage
of residential customers, right? And I know that the reason that they're doing is because they foresee that this is coming to an end, right? So how fast do these technologies move over into the residential space so that people can also start to take advantage of
Our technology works what they call over the top. So as long as you have internet connection, you can use voice over IP. You can have it at home or anywhere.
So you have to have a modem.
You could use it. I use it at my home. You could use the same technology, exactly the same service for your home service or your business.
So it doesn't have to be for business.
I think the concept of a landline, voice over IP replaced it and now already went above that. There is no landline. We don't want landline. Kids for sure don't want landlines.
No.
They just want any device where they can chat or talk. Doesn't really matter.
Right.
The only common two things is phone numbers and a voice.
Yeah.
You're right.
Some would argue that phone numbers will go away at some point.
How would that? Interesting.
Think WhatsApp or others, right? So eventually it's an ID only.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Phone.com. Let me ask you about the patent process. You guys, do you have a patent for this?
The patents originally...
Why are you smiling?
Because originally we had patents, obviously. The first company that Ari mentioned was called VocalTech. And we did a lot of the basic patents for voice over IP. But patents expire. So by now, it's more than 20 years. And patent maybe survives 17 or 14 years.
Right.
So most of the original patents already expired. So you try to come up with new patents in different spaces, but not on voice over IP specifically.
I would argue that today the revolution was done when he started it, right? Today it's evolutions.
Evolutions.
And so you show an idea to a bunch of smart people, they can figure it out in our space. The ability is to market it and to build that idea. The technology is there.
Right. All right, Jameson has a question.
That's great.
You said landlines are going away, but would you think that Alexa and Google Home are the new landlines because of they're plugged into the wall and there's the video chat capability? Do you think that's the new moving forward in the future?
I think it's a strong possibility. One way or another, we'll be able to just speak and not use devices that, I mean, what they're devices.
We don't like that, though, guys. Well, you know where this could go.
We absolutely know. We absolutely know between privacy, reliability, so many aspects. Mm-hmm. It is just something that we all have to deal with, but it goes with the internet
in
general.
Do you guys have Alexa and Siri and all of this in your homes plugged
definitely,
in?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I have all of them.
He's a first mover on anything.
But let me tell you something. People thought that landlines are secure but we saw in all the movies somebody going on a pole, connecting something and listening to your voice. At least with our technology, you can encrypt the data. So you can prevent, most people from being able to listen to that. There's never anything that's protecting
against anything. Process to this VoIP?
Well, it's not really a VPN, which is a virtual private network, but it's encrypted. So it's like you do HTTPS when you go to a secure website and you put your credit card. It's the same works for voice.
Wow.
So that gives you a benefit over landlines.
I think we have to be careful with technology, but not be afraid of it. It will come. You would argue that some people still don't want to do anything online banking or look at stuff, but let's face it, it's here.
We just need to protect ourselves. Right. We need virtual and technical prophylactics. That's it.
I have one other question. You mentioned about this technology existing in Israel before it existed in America. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, you
did not hear that, but that was a good assumption.
I thought he said it.
VocalTech originally was started in Israel. Yeah. But at really early stage, we had a New Jersey-based presence. And the reason is that Israel is a small country. And if you dream big, you want to be in the U.S. where the market is large and you have you know, more people to sell to.
Okay. All right. So much here.
That's why everybody wants to come here.
No, there's so much here. But, you know, to have a home base, right, to then spring forward out into the world to try different things and to connect with more people, mm-hmm. but can always snap back, is a valuable thing. You both have some place to land, no matter what. And that's something really valuable. So I appreciate you, your forthrightness. Thank you for being here. Phone.com. I'm going to hold both of you to the special code.
Thank you for the opportunity. Businesses can get one year for free.
Thank you very much.
We'll announce that at some later date. Phone.com. Check them out. Ari and Alone. It's the Karen Hunter Show. We'll be right back.
Follow Karen on Twitter @KarenHunter. #KarenRebels. The Karen Hunter Show.